Welcome to today's Sims Custom Wash, Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Knoxville City Manager Aaron Adams about Proposition A, which would create 8 new tennis courts for the Knoxville High School and an outdoor basketball court. Proposition A, which is going to be on the school board ballot, the tennis courts and the basketball court, the high school is going to pay for, and in doing that, they're going to replace the skate park where it is now and have that's where the tennis courts are going to be. Aaron, the new skate park is going to be built at Young's Park. It's something the city's going to do, but it's part of a bigger plan. What exactly is that plan specifically?
Well, I'll speak as if Proposition A has passed or will pass. So assuming that Prop A does go through, that will mean that where the skate park currently sits will be replaced with tennis courts and a basketball court. We do have a lot of young folks who use that, and so we want to continue to have a skate park available to them. So a new skate park would be built on the south end of Young's Park, essentially changing places with the current tennis courts and skate park and changing where they sit. But I think it's important for residents to know that there's more to the Young's Park master plan the city has planned. That would be really a total renovation of that space. That would mean 2 different new restroom facilities, one on the south and one on the north. That would mean significant increases to the number of parking spots. Parking is an issue there, especially as we have multiple events sometimes happening at once. It would also mean big improvements besides the skate park, a lot more things to do that would include 4 sand volleyball pits. It would include a rope climber. These are really popular in other communities that I have worked in and had my kids play on. These fill up with kids. They are extremely popular. I know it would be popular here too. And then on the north side of Young's Park, it would also include a splash pad. I know we've heard a lot about having outdoor water opportunities. This would be a great way to do that. And continuing to improve on the facilities that are there for things to playground equipment and things for kids to do. So I do think it's important that folks know that the skate park is a part of this, but just one part of several other pieces that will significantly improve Young's Park, really make it something to attract people.
One question I guess now is the maintenance side of it. I believe that the high school is putting in as part of Proposition A, the tennis courts and the basketball court, and the city would be taking care of maintenance and then also with the Young Spark, if I'm correct.
Yeah, that is correct. The upfront costs of construction regarding the tennis courts and basketball court would be taken on by the schools, but they're actually going on city property. The city would be entering into an agreement to continue to maintain those. That works really well, continuing that partnership with them. From the city's perspective, the upfront costs of the courts would have been more difficult versus the ability to budget those long-term maintenance issues. That's a lot easier for us to handle. The other big advantage we'll have is the ground that they're going to physically sit on. Where they sit now at Young's Park has a very high water table. Water is constantly an issue. It's really the reason that the courts have gotten to the state that they're in. Whereas across from the high school and being next to the rec center, it's a better location for the rec center to offer programs there, for the high school to be able to use it for PE classes, and then obviously for the team meets. But also from a sense that the courts will be in better shape because they will be on ground where water will drain better. So that's really a critical piece to this. And then in putting back the skate park, there will be some other measures that are taken. It's a smaller footprint than the existing tennis courts, so we'll stay out of the wetter areas, and we'll be able to do some tiling that will help move water away from that. So I think in the end, really, it's a better situation to have them located there from a maintenance perspective. I think we'll be able to keep a better handle on it with the new locations than where these things currently sit.
That was today's Sims Custom Wash, Let's Talk Knoxville. Your business isn't clean until it's Sims Custom Wash Clean. Call Corey today at 780-6039.